The Atlanta Braves host the Philadelphia Phillies for a 3-game series at Truist Park starting tonight. Is this where Philadelphia locks up the NL East, or does Atlanta have a chance to stay in the playoff race? Let's talk about it on a special happy hour edition of First Pitch. Yes, welcome on into a special happy hour edition of First Pitch. I'm Lindsey Crosby, he's Christian Rau, and probably the biggest series, what feels like the biggest series of the year in Major League Baseball to date, starts tonight. The Atlanta Braves are hosting the Philadelphia Phillies, the division leading, the NL East leading Philadelphia Phillies for 3 games. And it's coming on the heels of some rough news for Atlanta. We talked about it in this morning's show, but Austin Riley, broken hand, is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, probably for the rest of the regular season. As of time of recording, the Braves are working on a deal with Gio Urshela, who was recently DFA'd by the Tigers, former Yankees third baseman. That is not official as of now. We're going to act like it is because that's pretty likely. When by the time the news leaks, it's pretty likely. Christian, is this Phillies series to win?
And when you look at the injuries and you look at the pitching lineup that Philadelphia has set up for this series, I think it is. And the way that the Philadelphia Phillies have been all season long, they started off with such a hot start. Even with their slump after the All-Star break, they still found a way to be 7 games in front of the Braves. Now, that's a lot to do with the Braves' injuries and the way that they've stumbled a few times this season. But Philadelphia's bounced back after their West Coast trip. Atlanta bounced back after their West Coast trip. So I think when you have both these two teams right now, you have to kind of put the nod towards Philadelphia after the Austin Riley injury news and say, yes, this is your series to win. If you can take these next 3 games, or at least 2 of the next 3, I think you set yourself up quite nicely to secure the NL East. Even though you still got 4 games later on with the Braves, this 3 games, I think, is the most crucial for the rest of the season for both these squads.
Yeah. Philly is 73-51, Atlanta 66-58. So Atlanta is 7 games back. And here's the thing that's kind of, I'm gonna say confusing to me. This has been arguably one of the greatest regular seasons Philadelphia has had from a run scoring perspective, from a just a record perspective, days in first place, all of that stuff. This race was 7 games out a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Right. And Philly has had plenty of chances to put Atlanta away and just has not been able to do it. Right. They have not been able to get over that hump. And if I remember correctly, in the 6 games these teams have played so far this year, Atlanta is 4-2 and they've doubled up on runs over Philly, 42-21. And that is, one of those series was opening week. The second one of those was during that 10-day span where Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber were both out. But Atlanta's dealt with tons of injuries. This has been a disastrous year for injuries for Atlanta. And Philly still hasn't been able to do it. It feels like these last 7 games are destined for some sort of 4-3 or 3-4 split. And here's the thing, though. That might be enough for Philly from a run-the-clock-out perspective, right? We're in late August now. You have a month of the season left. You know, Philly's played 124 games, so you've got, 38 left? 40 games left to get to 162. And at this point, you probably are going to be able to just run the clock out, but I do think you have to win the series to make sure. If you drop the series, you know, 2-1 to Atlanta, now you're in a situation where, yes, you host them, but they've got 4 games they can play against you to make it up. And it's just, it feels likely Philadelphia's going to do it, but I'm amazed that they have not already done it. And I think that we can't ignore, as bad as Atlanta's been, as many injuries as they've dealt with, Philly still hasn't been able to put them away.
Yeah. I mean, you look at this entire National League in itself, the parity is actually kind of amusing. We're looking at a league across actually all of baseball where no team is going to get over on pace wise 96 wins. I think it is right now. We're not going to have a 100 win winner since 2014. Also the same year when offense was so low, and Philadelphia was not at that pace before the All-Star break. They were on pace to easily hit 100 wins. So they're not the only team that has had some sort of weird issues. I think a year ago right now, the Braves actually had the best record and they had 80 wins. Philadelphia has 73. So put that in perspective, if you will. But the Philadelphia Phillies, as you mentioned, yes, they can't put them away. When you look at these series, the three games coming up and then the four later on to finish off August, out of those seven, I think the Atlanta Braves have to win five, personally. I think that they have to win five to make this a run. Seven games behind, you can pick up two anywhere else. I think four at the absolute minimum, I think they'd have to win four of the seven to keep it competitive. And it starts with these three-game series, so I think you have to get at least two if you're the Atlanta Braves. The expected win-loss totals of these two are a little closer than the seven games back. Between these two teams, expected win-loss totals, it's only a four-game slide. So that's even more impressive that Philadelphia started off really hot, and Atlanta had all these injuries, and the expected win-loss total is only four. So I think we're going to be in for a really good series, even though we're missing Austin Riley, even though the Braves are losing Ronald Acuña. The Philadelphia Phillies won't have Ranger Suarez, but they still have three really hot, oh, by the way, all-star pitchers going to be hitting up the rotation this week. So this is the same year that Philadelphia had the most all-stars they've ever had. And they're going to show them off this week against the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. And it's some really good pitching matchups. You kind of touched on that there. So tonight, Zach Wheeler versus Ronaldo Lopez. So Zach Wheeler, 12-5, 2.72 ERA. He is currently second in the odds for NL Cy Young behind Chris Sale, who as of now is not expected to pitch in this series. We'll get to that in a minute. Last time Wheeler faced Atlanta, back in that season opening series, so back in late March, 6 scoreless innings, 5 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. He faces Ronaldo Lopez, who was reinstated from the injured list yesterday. He got a rehab start in Gwinnett last week. 7-4, 2.06 ERA, so better ERA than Zach Wheeler. 102 strikeouts and 104 and 2/3 innings, so not quite the strikeout prowess that Wheeler has. But he faced Philly back in July, and he went 6 scoreless innings with 2 hits allowed, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. So both of these guys have had success versus the other team this season. Quick snap reaction. Who do you like, Wheeler or Lopez? If one of them has to get a decision, who is it? What's the decision?
Yeah, I think this is going to be where the Braves have to set the tone offensively, because you're going in against the Phillies' hottest pitcher right now. And I know we're going to get into who else is pitching, but Zach Wheeler, after the All-Star break, had a couple concerns about, can he hold on to this pace being an NL Cy Young contender? He had a really rough start to end the month of July against the Yankees, allowing 7 runs. But since that start, the last 3 starts in the month of August, he's had a 1.35 ERA, 3 straight quality starts, only have allowed 3 runs over the last 20 innings of work. I got to give the nod to Zach Wheeler here. I think this is the where Philadelphia Phillies can set the tone and say, okay, hey, look, this is the reason why we are the leaders of the NL East. Look at our pitching staff. And it's, oh, by the way, led by a guy who is going to battle Chris Sale. I don't know if he'll get there, but battle Chris Sale for the NL Cy Young.
Yeah, if one of these guys gets a decision, it feels like it's going to be Wheeler and it's going to be a win. Lopez, I do wonder how effective a guy will be in his first start off the IL. You always kind of wonder that. He did have a rehab start again in AAA Gwinnett. Not quite the same as facing major league hitters. We'll see what happens. Game two, another great matchup. Aaron Nola versus Max Fried. And this is actually, if I remember right, both of these guys were the opening day starters, I believe. Or maybe this was game two, because game one, I think, was Wheeler and Strider. So this was game two, Nola versus Fried.
Yep.
Freed has struggled against Philly this season. He had that first start, two-thirds of an inning, three runs on two hits, three walks, one strikeout. There was a controversial non-call of a strike that extended that outing, but still. And then when he faced them again in July, five runs on 11 hits in six innings, one walk, four strikeouts, gave up two homers, took the loss there. Nola hasn't been much better, though, against Atlanta. That same game as Freed, 4 1/3 innings, seven runs, six earned on 11 hits with a walk and three strikeouts, gave up two homers. And then in July 5th, he got the win in that rematch against Freed. It was a high-scoring game, but he gave up. It was a quality start, technically. Three runs in six innings on five hits, eight strikeouts. Gave up two homers, though. Which of these guys do you expect to have more success than they had in their first outings?
Yeah, I lean towards Freed on this side, and it's because the home runs with Nola has been an issue, and
he's given up four in 10 innings, 10 in the third, four homers.
And it's been as of late too. In four of his last five starts, he's allowed at least one home run. Now, that one start that he hasn't allowed a home run was his very last one, where he had 6 2/3 shutout innings against the Washington Nationals. But the four starts before that, he gave up two against the Arizona Diamondbacks, one against the Dodgers, two against the Yankees, one against the Twins. So when you're going into a start that you've already gave up four home runs against on the season, mm-hmm. You got to think that it's going to happen again. So I'm going to lean towards Freed on this side.
See, I'm kind of on the flip side here. And I think the reason is, since Max Fried came off the IL, he went on the IL after the All-Star break, had some discomfort in his arm, didn't go away. They diagnosed it as elbow neuritis, which is like inflammation of a nerve. It sounds terrifying. But since he came back, he's made three starts, and none of them have been that great. 3 1/3 against Miami, five runs on four hits. That was at home. At Colorado, five runs, four earned on seven hits in five innings. And then against the Giants, three runs on five hits, 5 1/3. He walked 11 batters between those three outings. When you watch Max Fried, something is off. Something's just still not right since he came back from the IL. Granted, maybe he's fixed it by now. Like the locations aren't quite there. Some of the pitches feel like they aren't quite doing what they are supposed to do. Maybe he's fixed it. By like the flip side of this is Aaron Nola did have a quality start the last time he faced Atlanta. Three runs on five hits in six innings. No walks, which is the big thing to me. Struck out eight. More than strike out an inning. And this is an Atlanta lineup now that, I mean, you would... As much as I love Michael Harris, you would rather face Michael Harris than face Austin Riley. Like, this is a different lineup and a depleted lineup from what he faced in July. And so I'm going to lean with Nola here. I feel like this is probably the second game where on paper, the pitching matchup slants a little bit towards Philly. And that's obviously, like we talked about, bad news for Atlanta.
No, I agree with you. I agree. I think that's going to be a good pitching matchup, but yeah, I'm going to hold my prediction till the very end about this series, but this is going to be some great pitching matchups. Even though we don't know exactly who's going to go Thursday, I think we have an idea. The pitching matchups are going to be really good.
Yeah. Speaking of for that game three, youngster Spencer Schwellenbach has been announced by Atlanta. Important to note here, they've been pushing guys back all year to give them extra rest. Chris Sale would be on normal rest for this start because of Monday's off day. If they choose to swap him and Schwellenbach, Schwellenbach would start Friday against the Nationals. Sale could start Thursday. But as of now, it has been announced Schwellenbach. And Christopher Sanchez is rumored to be the starter for Philly against Atlanta. I don't know why they haven't quite announced that. His last time out on the 17th, he did throw a complete game. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't his highest pitch total of the year, just 99 pitches. So I don't know why they wouldn't announce him as a starter right away unless they want to see how the first two games go. But Schwellenbach, one start against Philly that week of July 4th. It was on the 6th. One run on seven hits in six innings. No walks because he doesn't walk anybody. Six strikeouts. Sanchez, however, has not faced Atlanta this season. So he's kind of a little bit of an unknown there for the Braves, the lefty Sanchez, who Atlanta has struggled with lefties, it feels like, this year. If that's the matchup, who has the edge in the pitching matchup in game three?
You want to lean towards Sanchez for what he just did over the season. He's had two complete games already this year. However, Schwellenbach's been really impressive, as you mentioned, with high strikeouts, low walks. And I will say this, I don't have every stat of all the complete games in the league this season in front of me, but I can say this. After Christopher Sanchez's last complete game, the next start against the Chicago Cubs, he allowed 7 earned runs.
In
4 innings, he got taken out fast. Mm-hmm. When Tyler Phillips did it for the Philadelphia Phillies, his next start also got blown up. So I don't know if it's a Philly thing for Atlanta Braves. You hope so. But I don't know if that's a full league thing either. I don't have all those stats in front of me. But that's just something to keep in mind, that he's coming off a complete game. The last time he did that, he didn't have a good start the last time up. So if that's the case, you're looking at the Braves having a potential big game with Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound.
Oh, the game before his complete game against Washington, 4 2/3 innings against Arizona in Arizona, 7 runs on 12 hits. I mean, he got blown up the start before the complete game. So this is the one I'm giving the edge to Atlanta. Spencer Schwellenbach, and I, before the season started, I was talking about, I thought he was going to be the breakout player, prospect of the year for Atlanta. I didn't think he'd come up and start this many games and be this good, right? I thought we'd be talking about him as a July, August call up. Yeah. But you can't help but be impressed. He's walked 14 batters in 75 2/3 innings. He just doesn't walk dudes. He has 4 combined walks in the last 2 games. They were both on the road trip, Colorado and LA. And we were all like, what's going on? The 5 starts before that, he totaled 1 walk across 5 starts. So I'm giving the edge to Atlanta here, even though they haven't seen Sanchez, simply because he's been more prone to blowups than Schwellenbach has. And after those first few rough starts that Spencer Schwellenbach had, I think he's been one of the better starters for this team. And I think he's an amazing kid with a ton of potential. So going off of those matchups, I've kind of got Philly winning 2 out of 3 in this one.
And I'm going to go the flip side. I got Atlanta taking 2 of 3. I think they fall the first game. I think Wheeler's going to take care of them in game one. Braves are going to bounce back and win 2 and 3. That's where I got it.
This is going to be tons of fun. All 3 games, primetime games. There's no getaway day game on Thursday. So stay tuned for these. We'll be talking about this, I'm sure, all week on First Pitch. If you're listening on audio, do us a favor, subscribe to the show. Leave us a 5-star review. Means a ton. If you're on YouTube, drop a comment down below. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on the notification bell so you know when we talk about these teams, these players, and we drop an episode. And until next time, this has been a special happy hour edition of First Pitch.